I apologize to everyone. We had a little bit of a technical difficulty to connect to the WebEx. We finally figured it out. They updated the software and they kind of didn't tell us. Nate, Greg's not going to be here this morning, and it would be your responsibility as a co-vice chair to take the meeting.
Not a problem. I feel actually prepared, and thank you for not having many items for action then.
Thanks. It's all yours.
Okay, give me. So I can't see you over there. Carrie, you there to take roll call?
No, this is Aaron, and I'm going to step in for Carrie today.
Well, that'll work just as well. We'll call the meeting in order, and then we'll request a roll call.
All right. When I call your name, please say present. Rick Wilson?
Present.
Lori Van Hook?
Present.
Jeff Whitaker?
Present.
John Petkovsik?
Present.
Nate Hahn?
Present.
Cheryl Mullis? I see Cheryl's there, but maybe her computer is muted. Carrie Carmony George?
Present.
Michael O'Daniel?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Matthew Bullock?
Here.
Leah Dykus? Oh, okay. Thank you. We see it in the chat box. Nick Hall?
Present.
Is there anyone else that has joined that I haven't called?
Thomas Witt, KYTC.
Thomas Witt. All right. Thank you, Thomas. Okay. That looks like everybody.
Okay. Well, thank you all for attending. The minutes have been sent out to everyone for the last meeting. Any corrections or additions? If not, can we have a motion to approve those?
This is Lori, I motion.
This is Jeff, I'll second.
Thank you, we have a motion and a second. All those in favor of approving the minutes?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, minutes have passed. Old business project update?
Yep, we'll start with the Evansville projects. Walnut Street Phase 2, the project was relet on April 6, 2022 and awarded to Blankenberger Brothers, Inc. for a low bid of $13,819,100. The utility relocations are underway and construction is expected to begin sometime in May. Walnut Street Phase 3, the right-of-way appraisal problem analysis is complete and offers are being made. And the signal head replacement project, all 12 intersections are complete and we're waiting on the pre-final inspection. For Vandenberg County, the Franklin Street Bridge, a pre-construction meeting was held on March 28th. The bridge construction has not started. They're waiting on railroad to approve their submittal, and the clearing activities have been completed. Oak Hill Road from Eastwood Drive to Millersburg Road, 13 parcels have been secured, and the county has advertised for the opportunity to request a public hearing. For Warrick County, Telephone Road, the public meeting was held February 1st with a hearing certification received on March 1st. Environmental document was approved on April 21st. The preliminary right-of-way engineering is complete for 79 parcels, and the pavement design was complete on March 10th. Epworth Road, the PE contract was awarded to Lockmuller Group. For the City of Henderson, Green River Road, offers have been made on 5 parcels. In Waltham Lane, they anticipate making offers to property owners in May. For KYTC projects, Watson Lane project was split into two sections and phases, with the intersection improvement phase a priority. The plan changes are being made to the intersection improvement phase. The U.S. Spotsville Bridge, or the U.S. 60 Spotsville Bridge, work on the deck, barriers, and painting to be complete so traffic can be shifted to the new bridge this summer. Utilities are beginning to relocate to the new bridge. In KY 2084 at KY 812/Airline Road, utility relocations are complete and construction activities begin April 18th. The work is expected to take approximately 4 to 5 months. And if anybody has any questions, we can take those. If not, we can move on to the NDOT projects.
All right, the first one for NDOT's 43148 US 41 southbound bridge over Pigeon Creek. The beams are scheduled to be completed, which they're actually set, and then they're working on the deck, and then they're also working on the southbound pavement. R39921, that's Epworth Road intersection improvement. Project moved to the August letting. Public hearing was held on March 9th and waiting for a signed MOU from the county. R40551, that's small structure replacements on State Road 62. Letting requested to be moved to October of 23 due to utility coordination causing delays. This move will allow to bundle with another project in the same area of roadway, and the change management is in progress for the move. US 41 pedestrian bridge at Washington Avenue, right-of-way engineering completed and right-of-way is now in appraising. Still waiting on the environmental review to be released for public involvement, and impending the environmental review, looking to schedule a public hearing in June. Let me scroll down. 41410, that's the US 41 pavement replacement. Working with the Evansville Arborist to evaluate the trees that will be cut with the ditching. R42287, that's the pavement reconstruction for State Road 62 on the west side. Starting right-of-way engineering and working towards stage two, also working on pavement design options. Any questions for the NDOT projects?
Just wondering, what is the estimated completion date of 41 South, the bridge and all the road work? Maybe at this year?
Yeah, I think it's this year. Jeff, do you know?
Yeah,
you're asking about the Pigeon Creek Bridge, right?
Yeah, it should be done at the end of the year. Sometime in October, I think. So.
Okay, yeah. So if there's any delays between now and then, our season basically ends at the end of November. So I'd imagine it'd be wrapped up by the end of November at the very latest.
Yeah, I know we've gotten caught up by that at the airport before. November sometimes comes earlier than you think.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Any other questions for NDOT or for the team? Okay. New business? Tip modifications?
Yep, we have one tip modification. We processed the modification for the 2020-2024 tip. Modification includes work for the Pigeon Creek Bridge on US 41. This is just for informational purposes.
Okay. Any questions there? Okay, and then for approval, the section 5310.
Yep, that's me. We're requesting your approval for the updated Section 5310 Enhanced Mobility of Seniors and Individuals with Disabilities Program Management Plan, which identifies the policies and procedures we follow to administer the Section 5310 grant program. And that it also identifies the requirements that the subrecipients, the nonprofits, must follow in order to be eligible for the Section 5310 funding. Our last PMP was completed in 2018, so our major changes to the plan are the addition of the Regional Transit Advisory Committee, which was not in existence when we last updated the PMP. We are adding operating funding as an eligible activity. This is something we've been allowed to do, but we have not included in the plan. We've always stuck with capital projects, but we want to include this so as money is available, like it is this year, we can use the Section 5310 money for operating. And we have added a updated how we are reviewing the nonprofit providers. We need to review their activities at their facilities occasionally, and so we've created a new checklist to make it easier on us and them to complete those reviews annually. Any questions?
Okay, if there are no questions, that's someone that needs approval. So do we have a motion?
So moved.
So moved.
I got a motion from John, a second from, I didn't see who it was.
Oh, Mike or Daniel.
Thank you, a second from Mike. Any further discussion? If not, all those in favor signify with an aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion passes. I don't show anything in other business.
Nate, real quick, we have a couple of things that we just want to announce. The MPO is starting to update the Metropolitan Transportation Plan. That's our long-range plan that identifies projects to be completed into the future. This plan that we're starting will include projects to the year 2050 and will replace our current 2045 plan. Right now, we're working on creating a public opinion survey. Within the next few weeks, that survey will be distributed. We will be sending committee members an email with the information and link on how to take that survey. And if you can, feel free to send it out to coworkers and anybody that you think would be interested. Because by the time we get back to our next meeting in July, that survey will have closed already. So we'll have to do some of this by email with you guys. But if you have any questions in the meantime, just let us know.
So for the survey, is the goal to have as many people comment, or is it really to have this committee be active?
No, it's as many people that we can take the survey. We plan on putting it on Facebook and getting Facebook boosts and having people. I mean, if you want to put it on the airport's information, I mean, feel free to do that. I mean, we can help you guys get things to help us distribute that information too.
Okay. Yeah, I'd recommend reaching out to Tara at EREP just because they have a great connection into the business community.
Okay.
So you may get a little bit better feedback from them as well.
Okay, thanks.
All right, Nate, we got one other business. In addition to the program management plan for Section 5310, we're also in the middle of updating the Coordinated Public Transit Human Services Transportation Plan, and that's essentially the short-term plan for transit in the region, specifically for seniors and individuals with disabilities. So I just wanted to share this second survey as we're getting close to wrapping up the plan. We want surveys completed by May 27th. To answer your question that you had for the MTP survey, we want as much input as we can with this as well. This is the plan is geared towards seniors and individuals with disabilities, but we'll take information from anybody regarding their use of public transit. So feel free to go check out the survey. And if you can't write this down quickly enough, it's available on the front page of the MPO website as well. Thanks.
Thank you. Any public comments? Okay. Hearing none, upcoming meetings, July 14th is our next meeting. The rest is on the agenda. If there's nothing else for the good of the group, we will stand adjourned.
Thanks, everyone.